Welcome back to the program, 740. You know, we've talked about companies, airlines, restaurants, and so forth. When they blow it, they do something to make amends, right? You know, and what was it, the Asiana airline, when the plane crashed, they gave everybody like a
free upgrade?
Yeah, like a $50 coupon for the next flight. No, but the cruise ship sank.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we'll give you $500 off your next cruise. Like, really? Shut up. Are you serious? Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay, good for you. You know, it was interesting. I went to get my eyes examined yesterday at a local eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't make a big deal out of the fact they knew who I was. As a matter of fact, when I walked in, I didn't get the impression that they knew me from Adam's House Cat, except for the fact that
they listened to the country station, maybe.
Yeah, thank you. That I walked in and they knew, you know, it was like, oh, you must be Mr. Mila. Yeah, I'm your 2 o'clock appointment, right? So, sitting down, fantastic service. The doctor was awesome, taking really good care of me and everything, and just made a mention. He said something, you know, disparaging about Tom.
Oh, right.
And I said, oh, you listen to the show? And he's like, yeah, we listen every morning. And you know, it was really cool. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, although it does, maybe. A Mexican restaurant accidentally got 74 people sick. And I'm not talking a little sick. I mean, explosive diarrhea type. Yeah, I mean, not just, oh, I don't feel good. I mean, oh, my. So what do you think they did to make amends to their customers? On Monday, they're going to be giving everybody free burritos.
Would you go back and eat at that restaurant again?
Not a snowball's chance, baby.
Yeah.
If I got sick from eating there one time, and the reason I got sick, it was E. coli infested chicken.
Yeah.
So in other words, that's chicken that most likely sat around at the restaurant too long, and they cooked it anyway.
Or somebody didn't wash their hands before they handled the chicken after coming back from the bathroom.
Yep. Nothing like chicken that makes its own gravy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on Tuesday, Apple, of course, as we know, unveiled their new iPhone. Part of the security system on the new iPhone is that it has a biometric scanner. You scan your fingerprint, and it unlocks the phone.
Uh-huh.
Keeps people. You don't have a password you have to remember anymore, and nobody else can get into your phone except you, right?
Except a
head of security of a company called Lockout. His name is Mark Rogers. Is advising. He said in some parts of this world, he said he has seen thieves.
They're going to cut off your finger.
Exactly. If they think that the information in your phone is valuable enough, they will either persuade you in various ways to open up your phone.
Put your finger here or we'll remove it and put it here for you.
And he said he has personally seen biometric scanners defeated because the criminals lopped off the finger of the person.
That's from the movies. We've seen hands or eyes taken out for the retinal scans.
Yeah.
Would you want that then as an optional feature?
What, a finger that's removable?
No. Would you say for the iPhone, I want the biometric scan turned off because I don't want my finger cut off at some point. I'm cool with typing in a password.
I bet you can. I'll let you know when I get mine.
It makes me glad. It makes me glad that my bank accounts are never going to attract anybody that will be interested in taking my finger.
Yeah, but what
off.
About all the top secret information that you carry around in your head? You know, when you get the memo every morning of the Democrat talking points.
Ah.
You know, when you're just supposed to blindly follow the Obama files.
Right. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. See. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe those of us on the right side of the fence want to steal that information to be more successful. You know, all of that is enough to make you feel kind of, I don't know, down and depressed if you're not careful. If only there was a way to feel better.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
This is going to be worse than those burritos.
I don't think this will cause explosive diarrhea, but let's find out.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy has joined Twitter. He immediately started following RuPaul. Miley Cyrus says her wrecking ball video is about much more than nudity. Of course it is. It's about harlotism and slutticity as well.
Is that a word?
It is now. She says that she may retire her tongue. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Listen, Miley, don't do it. if Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton had made that same choice when they were your age, we'd never have heard of them.
Miley Cyrus does have reality show written all over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Despite having Parkinson's, Michael J. Fox says he is able to work again on a TV show now because of some new developed drugs. Meanwhile, Charlie Sheen says he's able to work on TV because of these same old drugs. Adam Sandler had surgery for chronic shoulder injury. Apparently, he got it by carrying Rob Schneider on his back all these years. J.K. Rowling will be writing a new series of movies set at Hogwarts. The first one will be called Harry Potter and the Lazy Sellout. Clint Eastwood has his wife has filed for a legal separation. Clint heard the news and was so upset.
How upset was he?
He yelled at his wife's favorite chair for about an hour. Today, of course, is Friday the 13th. It's a big deal for the superstitious. Not such a big deal for the mildly to moderate stitious. Mildly to moderate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote in an op-ed piece for the New York Times, yet he's still not the biggest commie on their staff.
Oh, brother.
And he chastised President Obama in his op-ed. Obama was so angry for being portrayed as a weak leader.
How angry was he?
He immediately asked Congress for permission to sulk. Analysts say Elliot Spitzer lost the primary for comptroller of New York because he ran a bad campaign. When Elliot Spitzer realized that he'd screwed himself over, he left $4,000 on his own nightstand. Anthony Weiner only got 4.9 in the mayoral primary elections.
Uh-huh.
But if he places his iPhone at the right angle, you might make it look like 6.3 or 6.5.
Brother.
And now for the Catholic jokes. The Vatican may now allow Catholic priests to marry. Great news for proponents of liberalizing the church, and even better news for anyone who's, you know, ever wanted to see an altar boy in a wedding dress. Too soon? Federal officials have arrested a man they say plotted to kill and eat his own children. And as long as he did it with a side of broccoli and a glass of water, Michelle Obama would have approved. Wildlife officials in Florida have discovered over 700 monkeys infected with herpes. The outbreak apparently occurred after the primates hit a Miami nightclub. Speaking of monkeys, one in Louisiana won an art contest by painting with its tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you have a bad day, remember you could have been the guy that lost an art contest to a monkey painting with his tongue. Last but not least, a Canadian man found a message in a bottle dating back to 1906. The bottle contained tickets to a Rolling Stones concert.
Ha!
That...
Much better than an exploding burrito. Much better.
That has been a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good, not for evil.
Russian President Vladimir Putin
wrote an editorial in the New York Times asking the U.S. to avoid brute force and be more civilized.
Putin said he wanted to reach the American people directly.
I like that he thinks we read the New York Times op-ed section.
That shows you how little Putin knows about America, okay? You want to reach American people, you don't put it in a newspaper. You go on Dancing with the Stars, okay?
Unfortunately, Putin couldn't finish writing it as he had to go take his shirt off and arrest gay people.
Putin said that when Americans claim to be exceptional, it offends other countries around the world. This from the man who regularly arrests his political opponents and persecutes people based on sexual orientation, and who put a girl group in a labor camp for singing songs he didn't like. So it's not that we think we're better than everyone else. We just think we're better than you, specifically.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.